Now we're going to show one of the most fundamental results in this book. It's so-called a small gain theorem. What it says is that if you have a feedback loop, and suppose M is an nominal model, which is fixed, and now, and delta is some uncertain models, but what we know is the size of the delta, and we assume both of them are stable, then the question we want to ask is when the closed loop system is stable, or want to find what size of delta is allowed it, so that the system will be remain to be stable. And obviously you see that when delta is very small, the system will be stable. However, when delta getting larger and larger, then there's a possibility that the system will be destabilized for some delta. And the small gain theorem says that if you know the size of delta is less than 1 over gamma, just for the argument you can take gamma equal to 1, then the system is stable if and only if the norm of M must also be less than gamma. So that the loop gain, if you look at the loop gain of M delta, is less than 1. The norm of delta multiply the norm of M should be strictly less than 1. And that's what we mean by small gain. That means we need the loop gain to be small. How small? Well, it has to be less than 1. And of course, you can state it another way. If you sometimes we need in other versions that we need a strictly open ball for on the deltas, then the norm on the M could be taken to be less than equal. What are we going to do is we're going to show the one of the case. In other cases, it's very similar. The way we're going to do it is to construct a delta to destabilize the system if the norm condition is violated.